Peter, big finish there for a point was very handy for you.
Yeah, disappointed, obviously, that we didn't take more than the one. But I think that when we look down the score chart, you know, an uncharacteristically poor night for Rory was the separator. He'll readily admit that, I'm sure. But we're getting closer, and in 2 days' time, we've got another match to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite tricky if you didn't make the gate tonight, wasn't it, to get past?
Well, it's... I think it's typical of the Leicester track. You know, it's long held that reputation, and there was a bit of heavy dirt on the outside in the middle part of the meeting. I think that caught one or two people out, but no, I think it's a point here, given the circumstances, you know, is okay.
It worked the other way for Sam. It was good to see him enjoying, you know, he really looks so he enjoyed himself as he got into the meeting.
Yeah, I'm not sure Rory enjoyed the switch.
Well, no, I'm sure.
But no, he'll do much better in that position, and I'm quite sure this was just one bad day at the office for Rory. We ain't going to see this again.
Now, it's important, as you know, to pick up points. You were telling us at Swindon the other day about you got a little target for these runner meetings, and obviously you're straight off to Poole now on Wednesday.
Yeah, looking for 3 points there, obviously, if we can, and... I think, you know, we haven't, on our away travels, we haven't had sort of, we haven't had a lot of luck really. You know, there's always somebody not firing, but, you know, if the team all fire together, I think we can take care of most teams in this league.